Warner's Corner, fueled by Gatorade, now with 100% less Kurt. You know, Kurt's not here, so I'm going to take this because it's next man up, isn't it? And we've placed Kurt on injured reserve, designated to return. He asked me to talk about Brock Osweiler. Actually, he texted me. So let's go ahead because Brock's getting his first start today in Chicago. Now, let's compare the guy that he's replacing, Peyton Manning. Peyton, as we know, has done everything over the last 18 years, wins and completions and touchdowns and MVP, you name it. Brock, on the other hand, gets his first start of his career. He's only completed 31 passes, all right? So you're talking about a guy that's a Hall of Famer and a guy that's just starting. Now let's talk about comparing height with somebody. 6'8", Osweiler, 6'8". Yes, that is LeBron James, okay? Why we're talking about this? They're both 6'8", both basketball players. Brock Osweiler was a heck of a basketball player in high school. In fact, he was recruited. He committed to Gonzaga after his freshman year. The kid is an athlete. Chose to play football at Arizona State and, of course, drafted in the second round. Now, he's got legs. He's got legs of an athlete that gives him mobility even at his height. Okay, he's got arms, long levers, gives him a strong arm to make every throw there is. And, of course, his height, the vision that he'll have looking over linemen is quite an advantage over guys my size, okay? Let's take a look at some of the film where he uses these attributes. Last year against the Raiders, you'll see him put him in shotgun, little play action fake. Now, watch Virgil Green over here get a release, and he's up the seam, and this ball's got to be thrown. It's an up and down throw. He's got enough arm with good accuracy to get it in there. Nice job. Now, this is this year against Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City can rush the passer. Now, Brock's got vision downfield, but he can feel with a peripheral vision the rush. Justin Houston is usually a sack machine. He would bring anybody down, but Brock's a strong guy, isn't he? He remains a passer, breaks out of this, scrambles for a first down. That's pretty darn good. Now, here we go again against these same Chiefs, all right? He makes an audible backfield, and now he's looking. Now he's looking. He's got good vision, but watch the feet. He moves around. He's got some escapability. He can extend plays. He can make you miss. Now, he's got a passing grip, attack the line of scrimmage, eyes downfield to Andre Caldwell. That's a touchdown. That's a heck of a throw with great mobility for a 6'8 guy. And today, the Broncos will start Brock for his first start on his 25th birthday as he plays his former coaches, John Fox and Adam Gase, who are his coaches over there, and they know him well. This ought to be a great one and a great start for Brock Osweiler.